Snohomish County officials are preparing for a change in leadership. Yesterday, Snohomish County Executive Aaron Reardon made a surprise announcement that he'll resign at the end of May. Last year, an investigation of Reardon ended with no charges being filed. But now there are new allegations that Reardon's staff members, using false names, sought public records from his political rivals. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Reardon announced his pending resignation at a 7 a.m. meeting at the Everett Golf and Country Club. Not many Snohomish County officials were in the room, but news of his speech quickly spread. Snohomish County Prosecutor Mark Rowe says he, for one, is relieved.
I mean, this has been kind of a pain in the rear. A lot of us are just tired of it, and I'm hoping that this will bring this, you know, chapter of having to open your morning newspaper every day with shaking hands. I hope it brings this to a close.
Reardon's problems began shortly before his reelection in 2011. A county employee said she and Reardon had an affair on county time. An investigation concluded that evidence was insufficient to charge Reardon, but the scandal continued with recent revelations in the Everett Herald. The paper revealed that Reardon's employees used fake names to request email and phone logs from officials who facilitated the investigation of their boss. Rowe is looking for law enforcement outside Snohomish County to investigate these revelations. He says it could be a cyber stalking case.
The questions will be, I mean, was this done, was it done to annoy, harass, intimidate? Was it done repeatedly and anonymously?
Rowe was a target of the records request. He says the requests have consumed time in his office when resources are scarce. He has a handwritten note on his own desk reminding him not to delete any emails within certain dates until the requests are satisfied. Reardon's resignation doesn't affect those records requests or the pending investigation. In his announcement broadcast on King 5, Reardon said he's faced constant efforts to undermine him and enough is enough.
It is impossible for me to describe to you the emotional and financial toll these relentless attacks have taken on my wife, my family, and me. My wife and I have been required to spend tens of thousands of dollars on legal fees in order to defend against these false and scurrilous accusations.
In downtown Everett, many people seemed unaware of Reardon's news, but I did run into Shelley Lickle. She says his departure is a contrast with his arrival on the political scene as an ambitious and charismatic young Democrat.
I was aware of him, and yeah, up-and-comer, really great credentials, kind of almost like a golden boy type thing, I don't know.
Jim Fetzer was another passerby. He says the timing was a surprise, but it was clear Reardon has been under a cloud.
He's been inundated with these problems, so I think it's probably best for everyone that he does step down.
I talked to Fetzer outside the county administration building named after Reardon's predecessor, Bob Druhl. Fetzer says Reardon's saga has made him nostalgic for the days when Druhl ran Snohomish County. The local Democratic Party will choose Reardon's interim replacement. They'll forward three names to the Snohomish County Council. Voters will decide on a permanent replacement in 2014. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.